You are listening to Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio, brought to you by M Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined as always by my friends and colleagues, Carol Morgan and Todd Youngblood. Good morning, Carol. How are you?
I am very good today. How are you, Todd?
I'm doing just great. Todd, how about yourself?
Darn near as good as Carol. Darn
near. Outstanding. Well, we have an exciting return guest to the studio. Say hello to Kelly Dempsey, Vice President of Sales and Marketing with Jim Chapman Communities, an active adult builder and developer. Welcome back to the show, Kelly.
Hey, glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
Well, it is our pleasure. Kelly, before we get into it, do take a sec and tell us a little bit about you and your background.
Again, Kelly Dempsey, a VP of Sales and Marketing for Jim Chapman Communities. I've been with Jim and the company for 7 years. My background is entirely been in sales and marketing. And what I've enjoyed the most to being able to do what I do with Jim Chapman is, as I've aged and I've been in the business 25 years, and it just seems like a natural progression to go from a traditional single family home builder developer to an active adult builder. I guess this is what us folks do that age in the business.
So tell us a little bit more about Jim Chapman Communities.
Carol, we're an active adult builder. We build exclusively here in the Atlanta market. I would like to say that our brand is probably one of the best brands in Atlanta for active adult builders. We've been doing this now, as I said, for nearly 7 years. Our goal was to be a localized active adult builder, to take communities inside the Atlanta marketplace. And what I mean by that is we try to stay within a mile or two of any one of the major intersections. So 285, 85, 400, our communities are all located sort of in metro Atlanta. We're not a destination location. And then we didn't do these large 300 or 400 or 500 unit neighborhoods. Most of our communities are 100 units or less. They're all gated, fully security, got clubhouses, activity centers, health centers, places where people can work out, walking areas, trails, outdoor fireplaces, pools. So our folks, even though it's called a place to retire too, a lot of our folks still are working. Like I say, you have to be 55 and older to live in the neighborhood, but a lot of our folks may get there before they're ready to go to full retirement, and they just find it's a great place to be able to have that true lock and leave lifestyle, to be able to have a full maintenance package taken care of, and to be with like-minded people. So it's a great place. It's a great place to work.
Kelly, talk to me about floor plans.
We do all single-family, one-level living. When I say that, they're between 2,100 and 2,400 square feet. Everything is located on the first floor, which a lot of active adults are looking for. No longer that up and down stairs, no basements. But we did include an area we found after building for several years that folks were looking to have that spot when the grandkids come, when somebody comes, to be able to have their own sort of spot in the house. So what we've done is we've made a plan change. Part of our houses now includes a full 500 square foot suite. It's no different than a large live-in suite that you might find in a very exclusive hotel. It's got a full bath, it's got a living area, and it's an area that we incorporated up over the garage. So it becomes a hobby center for those that want to use that. But the bulk of the folks use it for when the grandkids come or when for guests and people living. But they're all one-level living, screen porches, sunrooms, lots of vaults, lots of open area, wood tile, granite. Beautiful homes. Won several awards for our designs.
So you're all over town and have all these different, cool plans. Yeah. What types of price points should we expect?
That's probably one of our biggest surprise that folks have. We're priced from the upper 160s in our Douglasville marketplace to traditionally in the low 300s with an average sales price. I would say, Carol, well-appointed house with a lot of nice features, beautiful cabinetry, stainless appliances, well-designed home. We're averaging in the upper 200s, so it's been a big part of our sales success.
All right, we'll be back with Kelly Dempsey after this commercial break.
Hey, Adam, how's the house hunting going?
Actually, my wife and I have decided to purchase a newly built home, but we have reservations about choosing the right home builder. We want someone that, builds to high standards and is going to be there if something goes wrong.
I purchased my home from a 210 Home Buyers Warranty Builder member. It's a program that only accepts the best of the builders, and their homes come with 10 years of structural warranty protection. Made my decision easy.
For 10 years? Wow. Well, I'll definitely be looking for a 210 Home Buyers Warranty Builder member.
Visit 2-10.com to learn more. That's 2-10.com. Long live happy homes.
All right, and we're back with Kelly Dempsey, VP of Sales and Marketing with Jim Chapman Communities.
Kelly, I may be just as qualified to answer this question as you, but what's the active adult looking for?
Well, I think what they're looking for is we feel very comfortable. We know what they're looking for. They're looking for a place to where they can be, and I've used the term earlier, like-minded people, that they want to be able to come into a community where they can live and be surrounded by folks that are very similar to their age. They're looking to have a home with little to no maintenance. They want to have one level living. They want to have it all on an open floor plan. They want to be able to be comfortable that they're downsizing or right-sizing, as we use, without having to compromise. So we offer them the opportunity to appoint or amend or do different things in the house, that they're not leaving some of the luxuries of their large home that behind, but also the ability and also to still be located centrally to where they can still get on the highway and go, not having to live in some 60 miles outside of the city or whatever, that they can still be close to the family and friends, churches, shoppings, things that were important to them, and then have enough space where the grandkids are comfortable to be able to come and visit. So, and we meet all of that.
That is very cool. And that's a huge part of it, is they want to be, you know, close to where their families are and close to the kids.
It's a big driver, Carol. That's, everyone comes in. We have a lot of second-time retirees.
Really?
What I mean by that is they made the first retirement, they bought that condo in Destin, or they moved up the road to Big Canoe or something like that and discovered, okay, kids, we're up here. Come see us. And
nobody comes.
And nobody comes. And they say they wear the wheels off their car driving back in here. Yeah, so they're coming back home, so to speak.
Yeah, and so it's kind of like the halfback, but they have a new name.
Exactly.
That's a good tip. I hadn't considered that myself. I'm glad you mentioned it.
It's something that until I got involved, I didn't realize, because a lot of folks may have that. Hey, we'll go to the beach and the kids will all come and see us. Yeah, maybe once or twice a year.
Yeah.
It's hard
to get away from jobs and school and everything to go to the beach, so I get that.
Right.
Well, I know there's something else that you're involved in, the 50 Plus Council.
Yeah.
And you'll be president of 50 Plus Council in 2013?
I will be.
Is he old enough to be in that group?
I think he qualifies.
I am. They didn't have an age restriction, so I was all right.
Do you want to tell us a little bit about
I've been involved with the 50 Plus Council through the Home Builders Association here in Atlanta now for this, my fourth year. Jim Chapman, our founder, president, became involved in it in its early inception days, and he pulled me along a few years ago, and I've really enjoyed the experience of being with a group devoted strictly to the 50-plus market here in Atlanta. One of the reasons Jim and the group all got involved in building active adults is Atlanta's becoming one of the hot spots for retirement. Why is that? It's back to what we talked about earlier, because the grandkids, because their children are finding Atlanta for good employment. They're not being moved around anymore. They're staying here. Grandkids are growing up, so that lots of grandparents are relocating and coming to Atlanta. So the 50-plus council is devoted to understanding what motivates the 50-plus buyer, what type of things that they're looking for, what is important to them, how we can improve our product and offering. And so it's been a great benefit to our company. It's been a great benefit to me personally, and I'm excited about being president of the council next year and doing big things here in Atlanta with it. So.
Well, in that context, you just talk about things you can do to improve your product.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of things are you thinking about?
Well, the vendors, and so as a result of that, we've involved a lot of vendors and suppliers that are coming to us all the time and saying, hey, we're hearing all about things that, and cabinetry, drop-down cabinetry, all the things that perhaps we may not need now, but as you can age in place, I think it's real important for our home buyers that they can have a home that not only is good for them today, but is also a home that's good for them as they age in place. They don't have to make another move. So we can just put some different designs into houses that allow our home buyers to do that. And all that does is give us a real nice marketing edge.
you may talk about things such as grab bars. You're thinking, I don't need a grab bar today. Well, we don't install grab bars, but we block and support all of our houses, all around the showers, etc. All of our doorways in our houses are three foot wide. They just, as a typical home buyer, would go, look, these are wide-looking doors. Well, as you age in place, and if you had to have some sort of assisted way to wheelchair, etc., or a walker, you've got the ability to do that without having to move. Tubs are low, commodes are higher, just things that we put in place in our vendors and suppliers, and through our support of the 50-plus market, different things that we've learned to be able to do that.
Well, Kelly, I hate to say it, but we're out of time. Before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you, and where can they learn more about Jim Chapman Communities?
The easiest way to learn more about Jim Chapman Communities is to go online, jimchapmancommunities.com, and that's the best way to get it. We've got great videos, great support material there. So,
Kelly Dempsey, Vice President, Sales and Marketing with Jim Chapman Communities, an active adult builder and developer. It was great to have you back. Thanks for coming back to the show.
Thank you, guys.
All right, we'll be back with our next guest after today's deal of the day.
Hey, Forrest, what time is it?
Well, Delaney, it's time for today's deal of the day.
All right, Carol, what have you got for us?
Well, I have one of our favorite builders, the Providence Group. They're offering $7,500 in free designer options on the first five homes that are under construction at Vining's Orchard. This deal's not good on pre-sale homes. You've got to buy one of the existing inventory homes.
But $7,500.
$7,500.
And Vining's?
Mm-hmm. This is a fantastic area. It's, you know, Vining's. They enjoy, you know, proximity to fantastic dining and shopping, including Vining's Jubilee, Cumberland Mall, Canoe, Soho, La Paz, Orient Express, Blackstone, and more. And homebuyers who are looking for an active lifestyle will be just minutes away from the Silver Comet Trail and Chattahoochee National Park.
Wow. Did we discuss the timetable on this deal?
The timetable is
the...
Yep.
So it's just the first five.
Okay. Just the first five homes.
Wow. You know what that means about the timetable.
it's over before you know it.
Yeah, really.
These homes are priced from the 570s, and they're, you know, spacious, custom single-family homes with all sorts of state-of-the-art features. Delaney, tell us a little bit about the interiors.
Inside, you'll find 3,300 to 3,700 square feet with 4 to 5 bedrooms and 3.5 to 4 bathrooms. Each home also has a 2-car garage, gourmet kitchen, airy family rooms with fireplaces, and finished upper-level retreats.
Children at Vining's Orchard attend Nickajack Elementary, Campbell Middle, and Campbell High Schools.
And it's got it all. It's got the location. It's got the school. It's got the quality in the home. It's got the nice, what, 5 bedrooms on most of them.
Can't go wrong.
Where can people get more information on this, Carol?
Well, for more information, they can call 770-940-9142 or visit theprovidencegroup.com.
All right. Well, that wraps today's deal of the day. All right. And we're back with our next guest. Say hello to Jennifer Baxter, Associate Broker with Coldwell Banker RMR. Welcome back to the show, Jennifer.
Hi. Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be back.
Well, we're thrilled to have you. Thanks for making time to join us. Jennifer, before we get into it, do take a second. Tell us a little bit about you and your background.
Yeah, not a problem. Well, I've been in real estate now for about 6 years, and I'm an associate broker at Coldwell Banker RMR. I specialize in new construction, working with home builders. I also work with buyers. First-time home buyers are among my favorites, and then I'm also working with resales, people looking to sell their existing homes and get into their next dream home. So anything to do to make my clients' dreams come true is what I'm in the business of.
And I'm sure that your enthusiasm is contagious and that they just love working with you. Tell us a little bit more about Coldwell Banker RMR.
RMR stands for Residential Marketing Realty, and Coldwell Banker has been around for over 100 years. So we are one of the few independently owned Coldwell Banker offices in Metro Atlanta. So we're locally owned and internationally known, giving us the best of both worlds. We've been serving the Atlanta area market since 1989. And we are one of the small boutique companies focusing on quality and agent production, not necessarily quantity. We are a full-service real estate company doing REO foreclosures, resales. We have a property management division. But, you know, we do specialize heavily in new home sales from the initial land acquisition to product design, pricing, and throughout the construction process. And since 1989, we have closed over $1 billion worth of real estate.
Well, I like billion with a B. It's always just a fun number to say, isn't it? Jennifer, I want to take you back to a comment you made early on that you really enjoy working with first-time home buyers. I mean, I can look at that and say, why do I want to deal with somebody that really doesn't know what they're doing? Why do you find that fun and exciting?
Well, you know, I have a true passion for everything Atlanta and everything real estate. I kind of grew up in the business. As I mentioned last time I was on your show, you know, my mom has been in real estate since, you know, before I was born. So I grew up in the business, and there's nothing more exciting to me than to share what I love about homes with buyers for the first time, you know, trying to figure out what is most important to them, whether it's the area, the location, the size of home, what they're going to be using this home for, how long they're going to be there. So it's exciting to really introduce them into home ownership.
Talk to us a little bit. Tell us a little bit more about your current properties that are for sale.
So we have several, and we're working with a few different builders. We've got a couple of communities in Suwannee. Suwannee is a very hot area. These neighborhoods are both starting in the 200s. It's Baxley Ridge in Suwannee, and we have SF Communities, Core Home Builders, and Destin Homes. And then our other Suwannee community is actually in South Forsyth, and it's called the Enclave at Twin Creeks. That's also in the 200s. One of my other favorite communities is Cool Springs. It's in Cumming. The lots are gorgeous. They're acre home sites, and the homes are starting in the 390s, and some of the homes in the community are well above 500. We also have Jonesbridge Hills in Johns Creek area and Briarcrest in Jackson County. Jonesbridge Hills, you're going to be around the 400s. Briarcrest over in Jefferson is going to start from the 140s.
Well, now you've talked about homes in the range over 500 down to the 140s. Any particular price range that's hotter, or are they all kind of growing like with the rest of the market?
You know, it really just depends on the location. To be able to get into Suwannee in the 200s is something that hasn't happened since pre-apocalypse. And a lot of those areas, Suwannee especially, you have a lot of first-time home buyers who want to be in that part of town. It's close to everything, and to be able to get in there in the 200s is very, very desirable. And then, you know, one of my communities over in North Forsyth County, Cool Springs, that's a community where the original builder was building homes in the 700s. And now to be able to get in there and build, you know, similar square footage homes, similar features on these acre home sites from the 390s is something else that was just, you know, unheard of. So, you know, I think a lot of different price points for different consumers, different stages of their lives and in different areas. But, you know, if it's a hot area, it's going to sell if you're priced right. And that's where we're trying to focus our builders, in these desirable areas at the right prices.
All right, we'll be back with Jennifer Baxter after this commercial break.
Hey, Adam, how's the house hunting going?
You know, actually, my wife and I have decided to purchase a newly built home, but we have reservations about choosing the right home builder. We want someone that, you know, builds to high standards and is going to be there if something goes wrong.
I purchased my home from a 210 Home Buyers Warranty Builder member. It's a program that only accepts the best of the builders. And their homes come with 10 years of structural warranty protection. Made my decision easy.
For 10 years? Wow. Well, I'll definitely be looking for a 210 Home Buyers Warranty Builder member.
Visit 2-10.com to learn more. That's 2-10.com. Long live happy homes.
We're back with Jennifer Baxter, Associate Broker with Coldwell Banker, RMR.
Jennifer, before the break, you were talking about, you know, there are certain areas that are just very desirable for home buyers. Talk a little bit about what areas that you see that are hot right now and in high demand with your buyers.
Well, as I mentioned, we are seeing a lot of demand for homes in South Forsyth, the coming parts of Suwannee that are, you know, just over the border, and North Fulton too. North Fulton's always been very popular. They seem to be attracting consumers who are most interested in the schools. South Forsyth, North Fulton, always known for their schools. And you are going to get a little bit larger of a home out there and larger yards. But then to contrast that, you still have a high demand for homes in the perimeter area, you know, the Dunwoody, Sandy Springs, Brookhaven, because it's convenient to everything. So a lot of it really just depends on the stage of life that the consumer is in. If they want to be where all the action is, they tend to like to be, you know, inside the perimeter or on the perimeter. Or if schools are important to them, they've got families, they seem to be focusing heavily on that North Fulton and South Forsyth area because you can just get so much for your money and you have incredible schools.
Yeah, take that a little deeper. I mean, schools obviously are a big deal. Mm-hmm. The areas you mentioned are, I mean, they're all great. They're all great school districts. What other kind of things are attracting the buyers? Any different amenities or the communities or the locations?
Yeah, you know, there are a few communities, newer communities, where the builders have focused on walkability, which is something that we talked about last time I came in. Walkability, not only to schools, but restaurants, a lot of things to do. Not necessarily the amenities that communities have to offer. A lot of these newer construction neighborhoods, I'm noticing, are kind of, you know, filling in any land that they can find in these areas. And you are getting smaller communities where you may not necessarily have swim or tennis unless you go a little bit farther out or you find something existing. But really, you know, schools, I can't stress it enough. If you're looking to purchase, you really can't go wrong aligning yourself in a community that has access to great schools. And then just convenience, convenience for, you know, that quality of living and that lifestyle to, you know, be able to hop in the car or, you know, take a 5-minute drive down the road and have access to everything.
So I know you build a lot in Suwanee. Talk about the Suwanee Greenway a little bit.
Well, the Suwanee Greenway is great. You have Suwanee Creek Park, which, and forgive me, I believe it's over 200 acres.
I know it's a big park.
Yeah, and I know with Baxley Ridge in particular, we're right across the street. So a lot of our homeowners, especially the ones who like exercising and being outdoors, you've got all kinds of park space, playgrounds, trails for biking, running. And that's been a very big draw for our community over there, especially just because of a lot of the extracurricular activities that can go on over there, whether it's, you know, sports teams, exercise, since that is very in right now.
Yeah, I think the hiking and biking trails and that, mm-hmm. I mean, that's attractive to any age group I can think of.
Right, and to be able to walk across the street from your house or mm-hmm. bike across your street and have access to it is fantastic.
Yeah, and that's really where we're getting a lot of pull because people, you know, people are more active now and they like having the option to be able to exercise on their way to exercise.
Now, wait a minute. I'm not going to get that carried away. That's one thing at a time.
I'm not an overachiever. So in that respect, I'll still drive there.
Now, I know you're on the board of the Atlanta SMC. Talk yes. a little bit about what you're doing over there.
Well, I'm so excited to have even been selected to be on the board for the Sales and Marketing Council. And recently I was selected with Barbara Glore to serve on the Communications Committee. And really, you know, our main focus is going to be doing whatever we can to not only push the Sales and Marketing Council, but also the Home Builders Association, everything going on, but also to kind of be a pulse for what's going on in the Atlanta market and the home building industry. We're going to be relying heavily on social media. We're going to be bringing in media or experts in these different areas to kind of share with us the trends and everything that they're seeing. So I'm very excited to be a part of that.
Yeah, and you know we all like social media. This is kind of a geeky social media group here. Tell us a little bit about how Cobble Banker RMR uses social media to connect with clients.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we try to be everywhere because social media right now is incredibly important. So many people are on Facebook. It's unbelievable. I remember when I first got on Facebook in college and it was only limited to colleges and universities. And now to see everything that it's grown into, it really is a force to be reckoned with. And I think any businesses that aren't utilizing its potential to really get their name out there are going to suffer. And you know, they may not be around unless they embrace it. So Cobble Banker, you know, we do have a fan page, Cobble Banker RMR. And then a lot of our agents have a lot of pages as well. So anything that we can do to not only promote the Cobble Banker name, but also promote our agents, you know, the name of the game right now is getting yourself out there and being seen, not necessarily advertising your listings, but more of a just sharing the wealth of knowledge that we as realtors have about the market, the conditions, what's going on with mortgages, and who you've got a roof problem, you know, come let us know. We'll point you in the right direction because we do more than sell homes. We want to be your go-to person no matter what you need that has to deal with your house, whether you need repairs done, you need an appraisal. We are that source for you. So come to us and you can find us on Facebook.
All right. Well, Jennifer, I hate to say it, but we're out of time. Before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you and where can they learn more about Coldwell Banker RMR?
Well, you can visit us online at coldwellbankerrmr.com. We're also on Facebook, so you can search for us there. You're welcome to call our office and come by and visit us. Our number is 678-318-7900. But please, you know, give us a call. Stop on by. We're located in Suwanee off of Peachtree Industrial. We're at 790 Peachtree Industrial Boulevard in Suwanee where all the happening things are going on. So,
all right. Jennifer Baxter, Associate Broker with Coldwell Banker RMR. It was great to have you. Thanks for coming back to the show.
Yes, thank you.
All right. Well, that wraps this week's show. You can find us on iTunes or at AtlantaRealEstateForum.com. If you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a customer rating and review on iTunes. So on behalf of today's guests, Kelly Dempsey, Jennifer Baxter, show producer Delaney Young, my co-host Carol Morgan, and Todd Youngblood, I am Todd Schnick. We'll see you next week on Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio.